I'll admit to having to do a little coaxing and cajoling along the way with my fellow board members, but I must say that every one of them has really stepped up here and seen that transparency actually drives accountability, and that, of course, is the mission of most IGs, to detect fraud, waste, and abuse. I'm of the opinion now that we've been in this business for 22 years that one doesn't work without the other. I think the accountability is that much better because we have the transparency piece. It actually drives the accountability, I think.
And yet transparency often can come back and create issues. And actually, my favorite quote of the year comes from you. And you said, if you're getting into the transparency business, do not have thin skin and be prepared to be embarrassed, because you've been through this with congressional districts and how many people paid back money and things like that, where people are saying, hold on, what are you doing? Why aren't you doing more?
Yeah, I think there is this embarrassment piece that I think almost comes with transparency, particularly in the beginning. I think over time, the transparency actually has a self-correcting behavior kind of effect. And so if there is embarrassment, there's an incentive to fix things right away. And certainly when we got embarrassed, when we had our first display of data, we had, as you mentioned, some congressional district problems. It wasn't, in the scheme of things, that big of a deal, but it turns out that, you know, a lot of people were paying attention to that, particularly up on the Hill, and we were embarrassed.
Yeah.
So we went back and fixed it right away, and we haven't had that problem again. So it drives self-correcting behavior as well.
The other thing, there were these series of stories where how many people hadn't reported on the amount of money that they took. And as I went and did the calculations, it seemed a little bit unfair to me, because as I went and did the calculations, this was a very, very small percentage of people of a lot of money. It seemed to me, you guys, if I were writing the story, would be, my goodness, look at how small of a percentage people didn't report. Most wanted to and actually found a way to do it.
Yeah, I think we're well over 99%, and there is this sort of less than 1% that seemingly didn't. But having said that, it's a very small percentage, and it's gotten better every reporting period. The last reporting period we've had is, the people that haven't reported twice and three times and sometimes at the beginning, the first four times, we had some that didn't report four times in a row. That has stopped. We sort of tried to shame them into reporting by publishing their names and letting people, you know, once again, in a transparent way, see who didn't report, so that a reporter could go and check it out and maybe ask some inquiring questions as to why they hadn't reported. And I think that another example of self-correcting behavior. People got embarrassed and they decided to report.
I'm sorry, I rudely interrupted you, and you had a second point that you wanted to focus on.
The other thing is the way that the IGs on this board have sort of redefined the way we go about dealing with fraud and waste. I think it's fair to say that the old paradigm was that IGs sort of came along after the fact and tried to do an audit to find out what was going on in a particular spending area, or doing an investigation just to find out who spent the money, who stole the money, rather. I think that the shift here has been towards the front end of that fraud continuum, where we're trying to interrupt fraud before it occurs and stop it dead in its tracks, or at least intercept it and interrupt it so that we're preventing fraud in the first place, or at least preventing the bad guy from running away with all the money.
And it also seems to me, and from conversations that I have heard from folks working at agencies, you've also worked with agencies to improve their systems so they can identify and they can essentially be able to track money more efficiently, more effectively, so it doesn't end up at your desk.
Right. I think we sort of set aside that sort of gotcha mentality that, sort of was a hallmark of the community in the old days, and we've moved into a period of time when we can work collaboratively with the agencies because we all have the same goal of preventing fraud and waste.
Yeah.
And, maintain our independence, but at the same time, we took the attitude of the board that if we see things and we monitor these, especially in the beginning, every contract and every grant student loan that was going out the door, if we saw things that were sort of administrative in nature or just things that could be done better, we got a hold of the agencies and didn't publicize it, didn't call it a bad thing, just said, you need to know that this is going on. And for the most part, the agencies were very receptive to that and made the changes necessary.
So are there lessons to be learned for IGs and for agencies overall on how to create that effective relationship so there can be that give and take?
I think that the recovery program has gone a long way to making a much more effective relationship than it used to be between IGs and the agencies, and for that matter, between the states and the federal government as well. The recovery program, as you well know, is one that it called for a great deal of collaboration between states and the federal government, maybe unprecedented collaboration. And that has been an area that has needed, from my perspective, improvement for many years. And I think this has also been a residual benefit of the recovery program.
It seems like you were able to do was create a very agile organization that was able to, when there were things that needed changing, you went and did it. And even moving into the cloud, which, a lot of people look at the cloud as being a very agile platform. Is that something that meant something, or is this just me from being?
No,
here?
I think that's a good observation, Chris. I think we didn't have. Well, first of all, the major challenge in the beginning of the organization was to stand up an organization and
right.
make a public-facing website within 4 months, which was sort of an unheard of time frame. So the challenge was time. We didn't have time to be clunky and bureaucratic. We had to be lean and mean and very flexible in the way we approach things. And maybe we could have done it better if we'd studied issues a little longer, but we were kind of pressed for time, and we just did it sort of a non-bureaucratic way, and as it turns out, it works.
Let me ask you one last question, and then I'll let you go.
Sure.
And that is about the sunsetting.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of discussion about whether the recovery board will actually sunset. Will it just morph into a different kind of organization? Your views?
My views are that the pieces of it, the websites and the the accountability module, the recovery operations center in particular, the software and the analytical approach we've taken, ought to continue. It ought to be a template for the way government spending is done in the future. I think there's a sense both in the administration and up on the Hill that that's probably a good thing. I think it's a nonpartisan view, quite frankly, which I'm glad it is. And I'm looking forward over the next year or so to work with folks in both of those places to try to figure out a way that we can leave this as a legacy for the future.
And I know GAO does what they do. It almost is like this could be a broaden out beyond just recovery money, but to look at almost an advisory capacity, helping agencies actually do their jobs better.
I think so. I mean, of course, some agencies have the wherewithal to develop their own systems, but for those agencies that don't, or for those agencies that have been struggling, I think we've got some value-added things we're doing here that I think other agencies could learn from. We have daily treks of agency folks through here to see the way we're doing it, and my hope is that they'll either go back and do it themselves, or that we'll figure out some way for them to have access to the same tools we have.